Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome, everyone, to the Coaches Show. This is Ken Adelblue talking with Don Trenum, the head coach of the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jackets soccer team, as they get set to begin GNAC play this week against Central Washington Northwest Nazarene on the road. Don, before we get to that, though, let's talk about this past weekend. You end up heading to the Dakotas, ended up playing the University of Mary in Minnesota Crookston, ended up tying the University of Mary 1-1. And then coming back with just an absolute dominating performance against against Minnesota Crookston, where you won 4-0. But that first game, when we talk about a 1-1 tie, that really doesn't tell the whole story. I was looking at the statistics, and it looked like for the most part, again, even though the score may not indicate it, it appears like that was another fairly dominant performance on the part of your squad.
Yeah, you know, I think we certainly had chances to win that game. Mary would probably say the same thing, but, you know, you look at the shots on goals and some things like that. I thought we let Mary off the hook, to be honest. We end up going out there, I think, three corner kicks in the first 5 minutes, get a goal off of one of them, we're up 1-0, and then, you know, a costly mistake, by one of the players to let them back in the game 25 seconds later, and then all of a sudden 1-1 when we had all the momentum going for us. And you know, it was disappointing to let them back in the game like that. Missed a couple breakaways, but you know, after reflecting on it a little bit, you know, Mary's a good team. They've been to the NCAA tournament. It's always tough to get a result over there. So, you know, end of the day, I thought we played well, made a few minor mistakes, one major mistake, but end of the day, got a tie on the road, so against a good team.
I take a look at Minnesota Crookston, though. We're talking about a 4-0 win, and you know, you don't really even have to hardly look at the score sheet to know that that's obviously a very dominant performance. You always wonder how a team's going to respond after a disappointing tie or a loss, in this case a tie, and I would think you just had to been thrilled to come out with that kind of result.
Yeah, and I think we scored in the first 6 minutes of that game. So, you know, it's back-to-back games, on the road, a bus trip, maybe a little disappointed with the result the day before, and a team that we should beat. So you never know in those games, but we came out first 6 minutes, scored a goal, and I think up 3-0 at halftime. Great game. A lot of players got to play. Kelly Menard got to have her first collegiate game during the regular season, so that was good. Some experience for some players, and, you know, finished well that day. So, you know, real pleased with the trip. You know, 1-0-1 I think is some success. We wanted to go 2-0, but yeah, we're pretty happy with the trip last weekend.
Chelsea Libby gets a career-high 3 assists against Minnesota Crookston, but what really stood out to me was you had 4 separate people score. Now, that's impressive in itself, but that's not the first time you've done that this year. I think what I've really noticed this year, maybe in past years, and I was thinking back in the days when a couple of those great teams you had with Allie, where your assistant coach now, where she was sort of the women's version of Sam Charles, if you will, for MSUB. She was so dominant, and you've had some good scores through the years, but gosh, I'm not sure I've ever seen this kind of balance that you're getting this year.
And we've said it all along. I think offensively a very good team. A lot of balance out there. You know, Jocelyn Richter didn't even play on Sunday, which is, you know, interesting. I think if she had been in there, we might have had another goal scorer in that game. So, yeah, the balance is good. We're happy with it. I think we're creating a lot of chances in every game. Every opponent we've played, we've had chances to score, and that's positive, and real happy with that. And what I was, you know, I look at our offense, been real happy with that all season, but defensively I thought we were outstanding this weekend. To only give up 4 shots on goal in 200 minutes of play is pretty good, and there's a reason why we dominated that game against Crookston, because they couldn't get out of their half, and that allows our offense to just kind of do what they do.
I want to talk more about the defense coming up in the second part of the Coach's Show with Don Trentum, and we'll be back after this timeout.
Your Billings Sheridan Cody Yellow Book Yellow Pages is packed with buying information, complete Yellow Pages, business and residential White Pages, community information, area maps, money-saving coupons, even a restaurant menu section. And the easy-to-read format helps you find whatever you are looking for. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Yellow Pages reach your potential customers at the exact moment they are ready to buy. For more information about promoting your business in the Billings Yellow Book, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Yellow Book, not the other book.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Don Tridham. Yeah, we've been focusing a lot on the offense, and there's reasons for that. Your offense has been so impressive this year, but you certainly brought up the point in the first part of the Coaches Show that your defense has really been outstanding this year. Samantha Beam gets the GNAC Player of the Week for you this week, and she's a defender. Oftentimes, I think even sometimes the weekly awards, you know, sometimes they forget just how important those defenders are. But you know, on her side, and I noticed it in the games you've played here on the COT. You haven't had many of them, but boy, it seems like if they decide to take it down her side of the field, man, they just like run into a wall.
Yeah, I'm just so happy for Sam. You know, she sophomore year tore her ACL the week before preseason started, and then just had a long recovery with that. Didn't come back till about midway last year, and was good last year, but really not the same that she was her freshman year. But we challenged her, and she challenged herself, I think even more importantly, to have a good summer workout, and she's come in, and she's our junior captain. She's leading that back four back there, and is really, really playing outstanding. I think all of the defense is playing good, but I think Sam's the leader back there, and it's she does a very good job of directing that back four.
You know, we've talked about the wonderful freshmen you've got, you know, at the scoring positions, at the forward positions with Richter and Larson. But one thing I've wanted to ask you, and this is the first time it's kind of come to mind while we've actually been sitting here. You know, I think of Courtney Harvey, you know, jumping in, Billings senior, just a freshman in the defensive post. I think I know what your answer might be, but I'm not sure. Which is tougher to make the jump from the prep level? As a defender, or possibly in one of the scoring positions, like as a forward, or is it just almost equally as hard?
Well, I think you're trying to get me in trouble here, because if I say attacking, then I'm going to have all my defenders mad at me. If I say the defender, I'm going to have some attacking players. I'd say they both would say it's difficult and it's challenging. From a coach's perspective, you know, each one brings different challenges, and you know, Courtney's, you know, as a freshman, Courtney and Andrea back there in the back four are true freshmen back there, and they're doing well. They're still experiencing some things that they need to improve on, but doing well. Attacking wise, you know, that's a tough question, Ken, and I'm gonna plead the fifth on it so I don't get in trouble with the players.
All right, good enough. You know, we talk about, of course, now that you've got through the preseason, and now all of a sudden you're into GNAC play. And, you know, we talked about it at the start of the year. You want to do really well in the preseason. You know, soccer's a little bit, you know, I think, again, we've talked about the fact that, you know, oftentimes the preseason is the time to do experimentation. You really don't have that luxury. I mean, you need to win every single game, at least be competitive because of regional rankings and things of that nature. But nonetheless, you still want to be playing your best once GNAC play begins. Did the preseason serve the kind of goals that you were hoping to coming in?
I think so. You know, I was thinking about on the way over here today, we're eight games in, really, because we had those two exhibitions even in preseason. So so to have those games, you know, and then our six games. So we play a Division I school in our exhibition, and then out of our six games this year, you know, five of those six games, those teams have either been ranked in the region, in their respective region, the week we played them, or the following week. So, you know, I think we challenged ourselves. You know, 3-2-1 in our first six games. I think that's respectable, especially against the schedule we're playing. So, you know, I think you want to be prepared going into the GNAC, and I certainly think we face that type of competition. And you know, but heading into conference play, everything kind of gets amped up just a little bit more, and the games are a little bit more meaningful, and the opponents are a little bit more familiar. And that's the exciting part about playing in the conference that we're in is I know that we have 12 conference games on our schedule, and they'll start with Central Washington on Thursday, and every single game will be a battle. We'll get to play the national champion twice, the regional finalist twice from last year, and then just all the others that are involved in our conference. So what an exciting opportunity for our program to be a part of such a great conference.
I got to ask you, though, and this is another one you might just assume not answer, but Isn't it time that maybe we started seeing the Yellow Jackets get some consideration in the regional rankings? Because with the schedule you've played, and certainly, particularly if you might have some success in the next couple of weeks, I would think that maybe we'd see the Yellow Jackets up there as well.
Yeah. I haven't even really thought about it. We've never talked about that in our program this year. It's not something that we're really, I think it's a nice recognition, and I think all the 10 teams that are in the West region ranking this week deserve to be there. Some could argue we could be, some can argue that we can't, but we'll just our focus is just on beating Central Washington on Thursday and then heading over to Nampa and beating Northwest Nazarene on Saturday. And if people think that that's a top 10 regional ranking, then we'll take it. If not, then we'll work on beating our opponent after this week too.
That's right, and if you want to get in the postseason, there's one definite way to do it, and that's win the conference. We'll talk about the big games coming up this week in the third part of the Coach's Show with Don Trenum.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today, 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Don Trenum as they get set for Great Northwest Athletic Conference play, Central Washington on Thursday, and then Northwest Nazarene on Saturday. Again, I know from a coach's standpoint you want the girls to be up and jazzed for every single game, but I can't help but imagine that once conference play begins that maybe the intensity gets ratcheted up just a bit.
Yeah, I think so. It's especially with us getting to play Central Washington first game of the year, we had two really tough battles with Central Washington, and they're a program that's well coached and has a lot of good players in it. So we really have a lot of respect for them and had two good matches against them last year. So it's exciting to get to go up against a team that beat us twice last year, and two good matches. So we're definitely pumped up for that. And then after that, we get to head over to Northwest Nazarene that we've had a lot of success with over the years. But Northwest Nazarene is an improved team from last year. They actually beat University of Mary a couple weeks ago, 5-1. So you can bet that they're doing some good things over there. And I think they're 2-1-2 right now and having a successful season. So two great conference games for us this week. And, yeah, I just think everybody's really excited about it.
Yeah, I think the big thing about when you get into the conference play, and particularly when you're on the road, for lack of a better way of putting it, and I'll probably use this a couple of times during the season as we talk during the coaches' show, but it seems like, you kind of eliminate that room for error. You really have to be solid in pretty much everything, particularly on the road, don't you, if you want to have success?
Yeah, I think so, because in this, we've actually only – the only places we've ever won on the road against GNAC teams are at Lacey, Washington against St. Martin's last year, and then against Northwest Nazarene and Nampa. So we've had a lot of difficulty on the road against GNAC teams, and there is a small margin for error. But what we're trying to do right now is get into the habit and creating good habits and habits of winning, and winning whether we're playing here at Yellow Jacket Field or whether we're playing in Seattle against Seattle Pacific, Nampa against Northwest Nazarene, Monmouth against Western Oregon. I don't care where we're at. The players don't care where they're at. They just want to go and win every single game, and we're trying to create that habit of we're just going to get it done every game.
I thought Samantha Beam really had an interesting point when I was interviewing her the other day. I thought it was a great idea. Probably one of those things, and I assume she gets it from you, but probably one of those things that's easier said than done. But she says, we essentially go into every game treating it like it's our home field. We don't even go out there thinking, okay, we're on the road. We're just trying to treat every match like it's a home match. And, great philosophy.
I think so. I think you turn every place you go into your home field. And that's got to be the mentality. All we talk about is doesn't matter where we're playing, doesn't matter who the referee is, doesn't matter who the weather is, doesn't matter what challenges we face on the day. If we can stick together as a Yellow Jacket team, then I think we're going to have a great chance for success. And it doesn't matter where you're at, what day it is, if it's snowing, if it's raining, if it's windy, you just go out and you get it done. And that's the attitude you got to have if you're going to win.
just kind of answered the question. What do you see as the real big keys to success this Thursday and Saturday to coming out with a couple of GNAC wins?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be going over to Central Washington and starting the trip outright. Tough team to win against. We've never won there, but I'm excited of the fact that I think we're going to have a great opportunity to win on Thursday. Central is a very physical team. They possess the ball well, and they got a good defense, a good goalkeeper, and they're able to score goals. So to go there and just start the trip on with some success against a good Central Washington team would give us a lot of momentum into going into Northwest Nazarene and playing against a good Northwest Nazarene team.
All right, Don Trenum, been a great season so far, and now looking forward to the start of the GNAC. Congratulations on what's been going on thus far.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Ken. And if we can just say one thing, we had a very important player in our program, Allie Gamberg, who lost her mom last week, and that was a very emotional time for her and her family, and what affects her affects all of us. So just let her know that we're thinking of her and her family, and let her know that our thoughts are with her.
Yeah, absolutely, our prayers are with her as well. Certainly as big as this game is, sometimes there's bigger things as well. Again, congratulations on the great season, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Ken.
Don Trenum with the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.